once, and one by one the stalls emptied. The fleeing boys didn't even bother to wash their hands, which Jones acknowledged was a weird thing to think about at this time. Jones felt his body being dragged once more as Max kicked open a stall door and lifted the toilet seat. "You're going in," Kyle said, laughing with his buddies.
"No, no, no,"
Jones shouted as his legs were lifted over his head. He placed his hands on the edge of the bowl to prevent them from dunking his head inside, and he gagged at how wet his hands suddenly became. "Boys are disgusting," he thought to himself. While Max and Robbie were holding his legs, Kyle swept Jones's arms out from under him, and he found himself plunging into the waters of the toilet below. He screamed, but only bubbles came out. Jones felt like a starfish or one of those other fish that cling to the fishbowl and clean the scum off of it with their mouths. He didn't want to think of what happened in that toilet on a daily basis, especially considering how recently he had seen someone leave the stall. Through the water, he could hear the muffled sounds of the boys laughing at his expense. Jones thought he could see dark stains on the porcelain, and he closed his eyes. Nothing good would come from having them open. Suddenly, the boys dropped Jones to the floor, and he would soon find out why. Loud shouting could be heard coming from the hall, and Jones felt a tug on the back of his shirt as he was lifted to his feet. The boys all turned as the door to the bathroom slammed open. There stood a red-faced Mr. Pickering, the school principal. The man was overweight, a fact that made him breathe heavily no matter how fast he walked places. He had hair only on the sides of his head, but the top was as smooth as an egg. It gleamed under the fluorescent lighting in the bathroom, and it was just as red as the rest of his face. He wore a sweater vest over a button-up shirt, even though it was the end of spring. Mr. Pickering was known for his temper toward misbehaving kids, but also for his favoritism toward students whose parents paid his salary. He stopped in his tracks, obviously not expecting so many people to be in the room with him, especially not the golden boys of Briarwood High. Through the door they could see Carol mouthing the words, "I tried," as she backed away from the room. "I'm getting reports of screaming and running in the halls, disrupting classes and the like. What is the meaning of all this?" Mr. Pickering said, gesturing to Jones's wet face and clothes. Jones puffed out his cheeks, breathing heavily as he spit out the last of the toilet water in his mouth. Mr. Pickering looked down on Jones with disgust, not only because he was covered in toilet water, but because most of the people in Briarwood tended to look down on the members of his family. Jones thought that for once, somebody was standing up for him. That for once, somebody was going to make the boys pay for their actions.
"Jepson, aren't you going to answer me?" Mr. Pickering asked.
Before he could say anything else, he felt a hard pinch on his back and realized that Robbie was holding him. He knew that if he said anything bad about them, they would punish him for it later.
"Jones isn't feeling very well right now, Mr. Pickering," Max said. "We saw him screaming and hollering down the hall, pushing people out of his way and making a mess, so we followed him to get him to stop his foolish antics. We brought him into the bathroom and splashed some water on his face because we assumed he must have fallen asleep in class. We figured that he was one of those sleepwalking kids, and the only way to fix him would be to wake him up. Isn't that right, Jones?"
With that, Max turned to face Jones, and his expression told him to go along with it, or he was dead.
"That isn't..."
Jones felt another pinch in his back as Robbie's grip got tighter.
"I mean, that's right, Mr. Pickering. That's the God's honest truth right there," Jones said, staring down at the floor. Mr. Pickering looked him up and down in disgust.
"Sleepwalking, eh? That's the excuse you're going with?"
Mr. Pickering wiped the sweat from his brows.
"Boys, get back to class this instant."
The boys all made their way to the door, but Mr. Pickering stopped Jones in his tracks.
"Not you, Mr. Jepson," Mr. Pickering said.
From the hallway behind him, Jones could see the boys miming a knife across their throats at him. Chapter 2. Mr. Pickering took a seat in his chair, leaning back as far as he could go, with the chair protesting loudly as he did so. He kicked his feet up on the desk and reached into his chest pocket,